From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Questions about Yemen's ceasefire. The halt to fighting is yet to take hold early Tuesday as United Nations brokered peace talks open in Switzerland. A ceasefire is aimed at halting more than a year of fighting between Iran-backed Shiite rebels and an Arab coalition. The degree of commitment to the seven-day truce remains unclear, with no word whether Houthi rebels will honor the agreement. President Barack Obama says he is confident the U.S.-led coalition will prevail in its battle against the Islamic State. Speaking at the Pentagon Monday following a meeting with his national security team, the president said the IS is losing ground.
So far, ISIL has lost about 40% of the populated areas it once controlled in Iraq, and it will lose more.
Mr. Obama announced no change in strategy, but said coalition forces will continue to search for and kill terrorist leaders and train and equip forces battling Islamic State militants. Secretary of State John Kerry will use a visit to Russia Tuesday to plan for Friday's meeting in New York of the International Syria Support Group. A U.S. official said Kerry will also discuss efforts to get full implementation of the Minsk agreement, which includes a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine. More than two dozen senior military and police officials in Burundi have gone on trial for their alleged involvement in a failed attempt to oust President Pierre Nkurunziza. The 28 defendants include former defense minister Cyril Ndayirukiye and five generals. Prosecutors say the men are charged with trying to overthrow the government last May, as well as killing soldiers and other acts of violence. This is VOA News.